This lovely June arrives with an eagerness for summer, blended with deep grief of losing a beloved and competent sheep-herding dog, Betty. 13 years ago, she was the runt in our litter of five, but was the first to climb our stairs and jump up on the sofa. A serious uterine problem was resolved 2 years ago. Returning home, Betty communicated with her glowing eyes her desire to stay longer with us on this planet, on our farm, with her two brothers and a lovely adopted boy, border collies all. 3 weeks ago, Betty's three companions all sprinted from their kennels for their morning run. Betty took a few steps, but collapsed, her eyes darting back and forth. Vestibular syndrome, an inner ear nerve problem common to older dogs, but with no reversal treatment. That day, we settled into a quiet, darkened room at the animal hospital with little Betty lying on a cushioned mat. Stroking and whispering our loving farewells, the vet came and quietly injected the euthanasia cocktail. Many tender responses from family and friends. A niece wrote that at the end of all the love and care for your dog, there is much grief. But think also about how you successfully took care of Betty the whole way to the finish line. You got there together. A man in a little cartoon on a refrigerator says, "If dogs don't go to heaven, I want to go where they go." I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.